Injury front, Joe Hayden suffered a concussion. I think he banged his head on the ground. He got flipped while he was up in the air. Scott Solomon, knee injury. We're not sure the severity of it. That could be a little bit of time or longer. And then also, Josh was a little, gimpy on his, McCown was a little gimpy on the ankle at the end. I'm sure it's feeling good now, but when the adrenaline goes away, we'll go ahead and evaluate and see how he is. So, I talked to the guys. You have wins that define things for you, can define a season or be a turning point. And we hope that was this for us. It wasn't pretty. We did a lot of bad things, but we found a way. That's what this league's all about. But to me, the resolve of the men on the sideline. Each side keeping each other up. Defensively, we didn't play well, but we made just enough plays, especially in crunch time and great stop in overtime. And I can't speak enough about, the guys on offense, how they just kept going out, and we're down 14-3, and they were unfazed by it. So that was truly a team win, hopefully a team building win. But that's one that was sorely needed and will be. Much enjoyed. I'll open it up.
Josh's effort today, just the whole game, from the time it started till the end, I mean, you would throw for that many yards and against,
Well, the plan going in, and I made a comment to Flip earlier in the week just watching the film, I'm like, we might have to throw this 50 times to win it. But as stout as they are up front, it was going to be tough sledding running the football. And I saw it being as potentially one of those games. Where we were going to go ahead and put it in his hands, and we feel real good about, our pass concepts and just the volume in our pass game and the matchups that we can go to. And I think Flip does an outstanding job getting guys in position to make plays. But you have to execute. And I thought our guys, Josh, we protected fairly well. Josh, made some huge throws, and we made some big-time plays on the receiving end of it. I told him on the sideline, if that's not top play, number one top play of the week, then there's something wrong. I mean, that was that. To me, I didn't think he could top his catch from a week ago. So it's just another day at the office for old Big Play Barnage, as we call him.
Can you coach the mentality of hanging in there, winning on the road like this? What do you think is the key to it, and where do you think this could lead?
Well, we certainly hope that it's a huge wave of momentum for us. Now that we're heading back home, and going against a real good football team, I'm not going to think about them for a while. It's a tribute. We talk about mental toughness and character and staying together, and those aren't just words. I mean, that's easy to say and harder to do. But when things weren't going well defensively, and they were going up and down the field, and there was nothing on the side. There was no grumbling. There was no, guys weren't turning on each other. The offense was, it's hey, more TV time for us. So we were right back out there and more opportunities and I always talk about from the mental toughness standpoint the roller coaster of emotions of an NFL game, and this one would be a hell of a ride at Cedar Point, I can tell you that.
Hey Mike, the K1 penalty.
It's hard to see from where I was when I watched the replay. I thought he was going up and assuming the guy was making the catch, trying to jar the ball loose. So I'll have to, until I get a better chance to see it on the coach's copy, it was just, I know it's bang, bang, and anytime a guy gets hit on the sideline and it's an overthrown ball, it's a question of timing. And if they determine that it was just a hair late, then so be it.
But that could have been the game there, is the fact that they scored and you came back from that. It shows, I guess, some
no.
resilience on your part.
No, and that's I thought our guys did... just hung in there, and that's what this game is. I keep saying it, that we were on the short end and have been on the short end of those types of games, and today we found a way to make more plays than they did at the end.
Mike, did you consider a timeout when they had the ball in regulation?
We talked about it, and the thing is there, let's say you get a defensive penalty and you get a fresh set of downs, now you've done them a favor stopping the clock. So we'd already conceded the field goal. Wanted to see where they were, and they ended up. I was going to take one after the third down. They ended up throwing incomplete, so didn't have to take one. So, we could have saved some time and had a little bit more time for that last drive. But that's also kind of knowing the answers to the test, how it played out. I didn't want to do them a favor and stop it too early.
Hey, Mike, what about when did Josh bang up the ankle? Was it late? Or
I think it was pretty late.
And talk about Coons. I mean, you know, we didn't know anything about the guy. I think he's 11 for 11 with the game winner.
Yeah, I mean, it's just all he does is go out and make kicks. Now, I know you guys are out there for pre-practice when we're kicking field goals, and I know he's not 100% in those. He's spraying them all over the place. So Tapes like to say he saves his misses for practice. No, but that's his preparation, his mentality, and he's a rookie. And it's I don't know, you know, I read the article this week. I don't know who wrote it, but just that he's a bit of an adrenaline junkie. And like I said, I mean that's. I think this is a day at the park for him compared to some of the things that I read he likes to do. So it was important for us. We wanted to get the ball over to that hash mark at the end. That's why we had Josh pull it. We know with the ankle he wasn't, you know, we weren't expecting him to score, but we wanted to get it on that hash mark, and he put it right down the middle.
Obviously, Mike, you know how hard it is to win here in Baltimore. Division game. He and Joe Flacco was 13-1 against you guys heading in. Just the magnitude of just all of that.
Yeah, I don't know if it's sunk in yet. Maybe when I light my cigar outside. It might start to sink in, but no, it's a huge win for us. And to me, you put in so much time and so much effort, and you know, to come up short and to play well in stretches and to come up short, it's frustrating. But to be able to find a way to win a game like this, as you said, with everything on the line, division on the road, against those numbers, I just can't tell you how satisfying it is.
Mike, was there something this week at all where you sensed
Well, we were a little worried just coming out. Just I think San Diego took a lot out of all of us. Just the travel and the tough loss and we scaled things back a little bit in practice. But on Wednesday, when we talked about it being a division game and how important it was, and talked about the history of it, I thought from then on that I thought our guys practiced with good energy, good focus, and that's one thing I think we're doing a good job of this year is we're practicing well. We've had one practice, which I would consider a clunker, a couple weeks ago. But other than that, we go out, we're productive, you know, very few mistakes. We're not repeating a lot of plays. You know, we're sharp. We're getting finished under the time we allot for it. Like I said, it's efficient. And I'm just glad it you know, we got rewarded for it.
Mike, how valuable, again, is what Crow able to give you? Obviously, Crow, the catch and run for
No, and I just like having that diversity of skill in the room where you have a guy where defensively you're constantly. I just know from the other end as a coordinator, we would have to put a tag on it so you would know who the back was, because it's really could essentially be. There's a lot of plays they overlap together with, but then there's a lot of plays that are kind of for each one, and that's hard to defend. And now we're looking forward. Hopefully, you know, Turbin was close to being able to go this week, so we're hopeful that he'll be a go, and that'll give us. You know, a little bit more juice in that room as well.